folks, this is Jeff Walker. I'm in La Jolla, California. I'm visiting Frank Kern at his secret office, the Casa de Mass Control. We're also going to have Evan Pagan here. I'm going to be interviewing those guys. They both just came off $1 million launches, more than $1 million launches. I just came off of a launch where I helped StomperNet launch their smarts program. It was multiple millions. And what I'm going to do is we're going to roll film and we're going to videotape this whole thing where I interview those guys. I'm actually driving Frank Kern's Scrambler, and this thing has this tendency to stall out if you don't know the secret monkey grip type of thing to do with your feet. But sorry for that sidebar. But we're basically coming off of many multiple $1 million in launches in the last few months. We're going to share this stuff with you. And I just know Frank and Evan, they're both good friends of mine. And they've got some great stuff to share. I've got some cool stuff to share. I'll be at Frank's office in just a few minutes and we'll start filming. Okay, folks, here we are, just about to head in. I know Evan and Frank are waiting for me and we're gonna get started right away. Okay, so now I'm here with my buddies, Evan Pagan and Frank Kern. And both these guys, if you've been, if you're like me and on a lot of different lists, you've probably heard about their launches recently. Evan, I think it's been a couple months, and you did your altitude home study course. You sold about 1,000 of those at about $1,500. And Frank, of course, just did the Mass Control launch, which was just sheer insanity. And
$900 billion,
yeah. Give or take.
And one happens.
Give or take.
It actually happened before I even launched it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I mean, you sold at least, I don't know what the math was, at least $1.5 million worth of stuff.
Hit the first million within like 20 minutes. So.
Cool.
So. Yeah.
Cool. So as part of the road show, and so what I'm doing, I already told these guys, what I'm doing is I'm going on a bit of a road show here. I'm in La Jolla. Just outside of San Diego, California. We got the beach just that way, about 100 feet from us. And this is Frank's super secret office.
Part two, the new one. This is the first, the second live video shot here.
Oh, cool.
The first week.
Cool. And Frank's being the consummate host. I'm actually staying in the spare bedroom at the back of the office. But so I thought I'd come out here and talk to these guys about the launches that they've just done. And, you know, we don't have any script here, but these guys just had some spectacular successes. So I thought we'd just start right in. And so, Evan, before we started filming, before we started rolling camera, rolling tape, whatever, you were talking a little bit about product launches and your introduction into this internet marketing space. And could you share that?
Sure.
On camera.
Yeah. So what we were talking about is the idea that, you know, I had done a lot of internet marketing for years now, for 7 years, that kind of level. And I had met a lot of people that had done product launches using, I guess, your formula. In one way or another. They'd been influenced by you or even coached by you. I mean, you're behind a lot of these big launches, I learned. And when I first heard about it a couple of years ago kind of thing, I thought, oh, and this, you know, again, this is before I know you. You know, so don't take this personally. But before I knew you, it sounded kind of like, oh, this is just, hucksters that are figuring out how to make a product and then sell a bunch of it and get the money before the customers get the stuff and then, you know, escape with the cash.
Right.
And I thought, oh, that doesn't sound really, you know, that good. But then I've gotten to know you and I learned that, you know, you'll launch a product and then you sell it. And, you were just telling me, you know, 2 years ago, people bought your stuff. You keep giving them bonuses every month and following up with them.
It's not it's not the right way to make the most money, but I keep on giving stuff away. But
yeah.
It's crazy. I've been doing it.
Yeah, no, I understand. And a lot of the people that I've met also, people like Frank and people like John Reese and some of these other guys who have used your stuff, they're all really super generous. They're really good guys. They're really people that give away a tremendous amount of value. So I came around, obviously, after meeting you and, you know, seeing some of your stuff and seeing your program, and I realized that this is not stuff that's just being used by people that want to hawk a bunch of things, but it's really being used by a bunch of people that want to launch businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we launched our Altitude program last year, this is when I was just learning about the quote-unquote product launch formula. We started off by offering some great valuable free videos and some free software and kind of doing a pre-launch and building a list up and then doing a launch over a period of time and, you know, using some of the pieces, right? We weren't very sophisticated. And I thought, wow, this is kind of cool. This works pretty well. Well, then we came back after we did the program and we launched the home study program. And what I learned there is that, ironically, the second time you come back and do your product launch, it's not like launching two products. It's like accruing value, right? You step up to the next level. And the way I think of your stuff now is not a method for launching products, but launching entire markets.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that the next time we go back and we launch the next thing, it's going to even be twice or four times what the last one was, and they just keep building on each other. So not really a formula for launching products as much as, from my perspective, taking over markets and taking over niches very quickly, consolidating partners, and just really focusing like a laser beam.
Mm-hmm. You really hit on a lot of the new stuff that I've developed, the discoveries I've made since, it's been 2.5 years since Product Launch Formula. And the whole idea of stacking your launches, and Frank does this so spectacularly well, where you stack the launch upon launch upon launch, and then each one, you build momentum, you build credibility, you build raving fans, you train your list, you train your market, you train your niche, you train your joint venture partners. I mean, that's another huge discovery that we've come up with in the last couple of years is, and this is, I'm going to take a page out of your book, and you always say, take your best nugget and just give it away. So here it is, folks. This is an insider thing that only the people I've coached personally have seen this. But if you actually take the product launch formula, the stuff that we do, what we've learned how to do, that I developed, and you use that on, not just on your market, you use it on your joint venture partners, your affiliates, and get them just going insane and, rabidly waiting for your next, the next opportunity to promote your stuff, it's game over. Because the reality is when you use the product launch formula or, these techniques, product launch formula rolls off my tongue. So it's not like I'm pitching you, I'm not, but if you really use it, actually selling the stuff isn't really that hard. Selling your prospects isn't hard, but getting partners to promote can be hard. So when you use that formula for them, then it really is game over. So, but I'm supposed to be asking you guys the questions, and I don't want to be off lecturing. So
this is great. I think I'm doing that. That's awesome. I'm like, yes, man. But specifically, how would you get them to? That's huge, man. The whole affiliate psychosis inducing method is great, and you don't ever think, all right, well, sell customers, but the whole, like any kind of big product launch or market infiltration is so dependent heavily on partners. If you really want to do it, you can have your own list and you can do a launch or something to your own list and be insanely successful. I had great luck with that. But if you want to just go become an instant celebrity, you need that mass distribution of the partners. And I think so many people take for granted that, this person's my affiliate, so now they're going to mail for me every single time I want them to. And it's just simply not the case. In reality, you've got to be like, dude, can you mail? And the guy's like, well, Seinfeld is on. This finger's really sore. And so you want me to take it and then hit the send button on my computer? And you're like, yes, So that whole launching at the affiliates and getting them to do stuff is a major breakthrough.
Yeah.
Extremely effective.
I want to mention that that is like the leverage point of the product launch formula, right? That's the secret of the secrets.
Yeah.
And even simple little things that I would have, with all due respect, a couple of years ago, if you would have told me what you need to do is you need to write the emails that they're going to send out for them and give them to them, I would have said, come on. I write all my own stuff. They're not going to want to send my thing out.
Right.
But sure enough, the more of it that you do for them and the more you get them involved and the more, the more hyped up they get, the more excited, and the more it's a team working together, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, that's, you create the syndicate. That's one of Frank's favorite words. If you can take your market, and this is the people with product launch form, so there's two markets. The trading market, it's like they've created a syndicate within that market. And the learn guitar market, these guys are all, what happened is in the learn guitar market, one of those guys bought my course and he just had a great launch and he really did well. So he went to all the other people in that market and he got them to buy product launch for me through his affiliate link. So, but he got them all trained, and now they're all working together. And it's like, I just know because I'm trying to learn the guitar. And so literally every week, one of those guys is doing a launch, and they're all cross-promoting. And they've built a market and just exploded the value of that market through these techniques and by creating that JV syndicate within it.
Yeah, especially the synergy between the team members or whatever. And to illustrate the truth behind that statement that you have to do everything for affiliates, I'll tell you this little inside story that just happened with my launch. So open Mass Control on February 1st. It was open for an hour or something, and then I shut it down. We had tons of people double order because idiocy on my part with hosting solutions. Essentially, like the order form worked half the time, so people were freaking out and they double ordered. So we the dust settles, and I'm like, oh, well, if we discount all of these duplicate orders, we've got more room in class. So I'm going to reopen on the 2nd. So I sent an email to the affiliates. And I said, all right, fellas, here's your chance to really do well, make lots of affiliate commissions. I'm not going to mail our big prospect list about it at all until the 2nd that it's open. So you can hype them up and tell them it's going to be open at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning or whatever, and then tell them to clear their cookies, and you can really clean up because all these folks are still wanting to get in because they missed out. I didn't write the copy for them. I just said do that. 3 of them mailed, and it was just a completely wide open, perfect, just like scooping up free food or whatever, like taking candy from the baby. That's what I'm trying to think. So. And it's because I didn't actually write them and tell them exactly what to say. I didn't say cut, paste, do this. So you really do have to do that. And it's crazy. And I also noticed this in my most recent thing is I would try to write to avoid, like I'm sure everyone watching this has been like, oh, I just got the same exact email from 3 different dudes saying the same thing. They just got off the phone with, so-and-so, and this new course happens to be coming out. And it's like, so I would write multiple pieces of copy and be like, choose whichever one you want. They would always choose the top one. Like they wouldn't even read the other. They'd be like, okay, this is the absolute least effort possible on my part. I'm just going to copy this one.
Right.
So it's really amazing. It's true.
Well, the reality is that everyone is too busy. We all got too much to do, too much stimuli. And then if you take your JV partners, by definition, they have a business, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't be a partner. And so if someone's got a business, that just makes them that much more busy. So they have less time and less attention than your prospects do.
Yeah.
So you have to work that much harder with your partners.
One of the big insights for me is that others that are in my market niche, whatever market niche that is that I happen to be working in, they almost never have enough time, attention, energy, focus to do all the things that they could possibly be doing. They don't have enough time, effort, and energy to create all the products they could be creating. They don't have enough time, effort, and energy to create all the marketing they could be creating. They don't have the time and energy to optimize and test and do it. And you say, hey, I've got the highest quality product in the market. I created this great new thing. We've got some great marketing behind it. And by the way, it's turnkey. Just send this to your list and we do the rest and we send you a check. The more you can just make it easy for them, the more they'll jump all over it and get very excited about it because they've already done a lot of the work just getting the list together, and they love the idea of taking advantage of that afterwards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is an amazing way of doing it. And you get to, let's face it, whoever controls the leads in a marketplace controls the market, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
The leads, that's the hard part. That's the hard thing, is to go find the people who want to buy the stuff. And your partners have already generated the leads. They've done the hard work, so to speak. All you've got to do is create the product, use the step-by-step stuff that you've created, use the templates and the email templates and all that kind of stuff, and then, boom, here you go.
Here's free money.
Yeah. I love that one, the whole free money thing.
Free money forever.
Yeah. Well, I first used the free money thing when I was writing the pipeline profits affiliate getting headline. I think it was, this is the closest thing to free money you'll ever have.
That's a great headline.
You got so many affiliates from it, but it's like, I guess, I think a lot of people forget about, every communication with anyone that you're trying to influence to do anything just needs to get straight to the bottom line. Like, what is it these guys want? How does that fit into the picture of what it is I'm trying to do? And, if you're looking for partners in the business or whatever, they're like, okay, it's nice to promote this product, assuming the product is good, which I'm sure everyone's fine. Blah, 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 whatever. What they really want is free money. As an affiliate, that's what that's really what we all want, right? I mean, if someone were to say, okay, Frank, you can like work and make products and sell them, or if you like, I'm just saying, I'll just give you this free money. I would have to, you know, I'd be like, well, dude, okay, I think I'm gonna take the free money. You know, so that's what they want. So if you just get to the point and just boil everything down to the base level of what people want, and then convey them, here's how you get what you want, so much more effective communication.
So I don't want to interrupt you, but let's figure out a way to get these guys some free money here. So
yeah, well, good segue. Thanks for the intro. What I was going to say is that the product launch formula, the formula part, is around aligning all these forces like a laser beam on one high leverage kind of point.
Right.
And I thought, you know, a year ago or whatever, last year when we were starting to, you know, get ready to ramp up to do our first altitude program, and more people started doing product using your system, I thought, oh, the window's only going to be open for a little while longer on this whole product launch thing, right? So I'm a little bit more naive about it. Well, now it's just getting, it's growing. And the more product launches there are, the more being created. And I mean, we've each done product launches in the $1 million plus range, multi-millions of dollars in the last few months. I mean, they just keep getting stronger. And we're talking about a marketplace here in our little incestuous world where
pretty it's small community, really. Yeah.
And, you know, so the point that I'm trying to make here is that if it can keep growing and working here in some of the new niches, I mean, 95% of all the other markets haven't even been exploited yet, so to speak, ethically exploited, of course. But they haven't even been, no one's taken advantage, no one's consolidated them and gotten all the players together and said, hey, let's help each other make money. So, I mean, I was just telling you that I think that down the road, this is going to be the way that a lot of markets are created.
Right. You know, sometimes I try to stay humble. I think it's a competitive advantage, but sometimes in my less humble times, I'll think that, you know, it's like I invented the 30-second commercial, you know, or I invented the sales letter. It's something that revolutionary because, like I said, you know, the Learn Guitar market, they've organized themselves. And the internet marketing market, obviously, we've seen that where, you know, Frank and I were just doing the math. And just in the last 2 months, there's been $10 million in product launches.
It's less than 2 months. I think it was just within the month of January.
Yeah, yeah.
It was,
yeah, that didn't even include your launch. I mean, yeah, just in the month of January.
Me, Armin, and Box Earl.
Yeah, and yeah, and it was somewhere in that $9 million range, yeah. We're thinking.
That's,
you know,
crazy. And this, I mean, this is a small little community. So anyway, so people, like, you've heard this before, undoubtedly, and seen it on forums, and then, you know, ebooks have been written about it. It's like, well, this product launch stuff isn't going to work anymore because there's a new launch every 10 seconds or whatever. Like, okay, well, yeah, maybe there is, but I think we just unequivocally, if that's even the right use of that word, proved that it's going to work regardless, you know, because we just, I mean, this market just got, there were literally, while I was doing my launch, you know, people were saying, there's so much stuff being launched right now, I don't know what to choose. And I think there was probably a high percentage of people that chose everything, you know, so when you have a market where people buy, they like to buy stuff, you know, they have good stuff, and it's just going to work.
Yeah. So like in the internet marketing, obviously we've organized that, self-organized, not a real organization, but just this loose, people have figured it out. And like I said, in that Learn Guitar area, and like sort of like in the Forex and futures trading, they're sort of doing the same thing. But there's so many other markets out there where, you know, they haven't done that. They haven't built up that syndicate yet. And people are just bringing in the initial launches, and they're killing it. You know, I mean, I've got so many fantastic product launch owners, product launch formula owners that over the years have done these launches in these obscure markets. You didn't hear this, but someone, I just, from Jane Savoy, hi, out there, Jane, she bought my product. She put together a launch. She just did this. I just got the email this morning. She sells into the dressage market. The dressage market, I had to go and Google it.
It's dressage?
Dressage. I Googled it and pulled up the Wikipedia thing, and it's some type of horse training, some like very, very specialized type of horse training. I'm not a horse person. And she's got a list of 800 people, so she built a list. And I know some of the people listening, 800 sounds like an unbelievable number. For a lot of us, it's just like, you know, it's a very small list. Yeah. And so she did a launch, and in the first five, it took her 5 days to hit $100,000. for home study course.
On 800 people?
800 people. And then get this. This is the best part. And Jane, I'm not making fun of you. But Jane, but it's just, Jane writes to me, you know, first, her first note was, I hit $50,000 in, you know, the first 2 days. I'm like, you go, girl. I love getting email like that. I mean, it's fun. So yeah, just send her a cheerleader email. That's fantastic. Great to hear. And she said, she mentioned 800 people. I'm like, I wrote back. I said, are you serious that you only have 800 people? She's like, yeah, I've got 800 people. The thing I can't figure out is why only 560 of them are opening my email.
What opt-in rate percentage are open orders? Like 60-something percent?
That's, yeah, somewhere in the 60.
70%.
70%.
All right, yeah. Now you send a lot of email in your dating advice business. So without, hopefully I'm not putting you on the spot here, but what would a normal open rate be?
I'll put it this way. Somebody that's doing a really good job would get 15 or 20%
open rate,
who's really doing well. Right. I mean, a lot of the big mass mailers that have big databases get 3 or 4% open rate. So 70% open rates, I mean.
Unheard of. I don't know if I've gotten 70% open rate with my own list before. And I think I'm pretty good at this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe with the newest people or something, but good Lord. And then she's like, I can't figure out.
I wrote back to Jean. I'm like, well, really, that sounds like a really good open rate. And she writes back. She's like, well, why do they join my list if they're not going to open up my email?
That's great, though, because she has no filter in place.
Right.
To think that it's, you know, so her whole belief system is that, well, naturally, every single one of them would open the email. Why wouldn't they open the email? And so many other people, myself included, on many occasions, have approached it like, oh, I got an email. I hope they don't get mad or whatever. Mm-hmm. And her whole mindset is probably like, well, of course I'm going to email. And they ask for it. Why wouldn't they? These people are crazy.
Yeah. So this morning she hit $120,000, and you know, it's just, she's killing it. And now she's going to open it up to affiliates in another day or two. That was just her list. So now she's got all of a sudden people want to promote. So she's got affiliates, and I'm going to do a full case study with her. We're working on our scheduling, but sometime in the next few days, I'm going to do the full out, you know, get on the phone with her and really hopefully get some of her emails and take a look at her sales letter and walk through, do a full case study. And that's, you know, something I'll release to you guys. Again, go ahead and opt in. You'll get the case study.
But there are two like questions or two, takeaways, I guess, / questions that I've kind of formulated from this conversation. And the first one would be like, I would think lots of people who watch would say, oh yeah, product launch formula. I know all about that. I know what that is. You know, tell me something new or whatever, because that came out over 2 years ago. So I'm identifying now from what we're talking about is there's at least easily identifiable one segment of what's going on is this whole syndicate building aspect, where it's no longer about just getting the prospect to buy stuff, but it's about going into your market and organizing your market and even, you know, product launch formulaing as a verb as well to the potential joint venture partners to get them to do everything. And so you're working the magic that way. And another takeaway / question, objection or whatever would be, all right, well, every time we've always talked about, you know, the stuff working in the make money market, because you build the whole product based on on your success in the trading market, right?
Right, the financial trading.
Yeah. So and up to that, it was built on the experience you ran in that business, and then you helped reach out a little bit with the workshop and stuff. So from that perspective, and this is obviously the answer is going to be yes, but like, does this stuff work outside the make money market? Because I know that there's going to be people watching, you know, going, well, this is just this damn gurus doing their guru thing again. And of course it works in the guru market because they have a bunch of powers or whatever.
Right. Yeah, no, I hear that a lot. And there are so many examples. I have, like when I speak in public, I'll have a slide that'll list 60 different markets. And that's only because, you know, you can only make your PowerPoint copy so small before no one can read it because it could be 200. I mean, like, a couple of them, Dr. Andrew Jones, who's a veterinarian, right. Did a whole, you know, Andrew.
Yeah.
And, he's just a regular guy. He's a vet up in British Columbia, makes about $500 a month on a $27 ebook. You know, $500 a month, that can buy you a car. You know, that can change a lot of people's lives. But he was looking for a quantum change. So, you know, he got the course, put together a product launch, and did $60,000. Bam. quick product launch. So, I mean, that's life-changing stuff.
5 years worth of...
Right.
10 years worth of $500 a month.
Yeah. But the cool thing is he took that and he built it into a continuity. He used it to launch continuity. And plus with the launch, all of a sudden attracted more partners, doubled the size of his list. And all of a sudden he got that $60K pop, but now he's got a $15,000 a month business.
And because, he's selling how to take care of your cats.
Yeah, well, yeah, sorry, thank you. Yeah, how to take care of your cats and dogs. That's the part I forgot. How to take care of your cat and dog. And of course, you know, through this process, and I'm sure you've seen this, you've both seen this, all of a sudden people think that your list is like sick of hearing from you and they hate you after when it's launched. But really, your list loves you. They love you to death. Mm-hmm. And you get this interaction going. And interaction isn't necessarily easy to do. You get this interaction going. All of a sudden, he got ideas for two products because people are talking back to him. And so he not only is that 60K, but he's set for his next two launches. That's what we started off talking about, was the stacking of those launches and the building the real business. And then I was telling you earlier, the guy, John Gallagher, and I just did this case study. We recorded it 2 days ago. He released a board game, like a Monopoly type of thing. Got it manufactured. They sent him boxes of these to get it. Got it made in China. He showed me a photo of boxes in his house. So his house is stuffed with boxes, literally to the ceiling. Because you have to get a lot of these games made up. And he released it and sold 12 of them, 12 games. And then he went back, bought Product Launch Formula, and he told me, when I bought it, I just did it because my wife was bugging me to get, you know, these boxes are everywhere, we owe all this money. It goes, it's a longer story. He was actually on food stamps at the time. It's a great story. I mean, John's a great guy, and a fellow Bruce Springsteen fan. That's something we connected on. And so anyways, his wife said, we got to do something. Go buy that product. So he found Product Launch Formula through Google and bought the product. Got it. He said when he bought it, he planned to return it. He thought it was going to just be a bunch of hucksterism, to use your term.
Hucksterism.
Hucksterism.
Yeah, you got to watch this.
Yeah. Yeah. None of it in this room at all. Lord, no. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have aluminum foil on the wall.
The hucksterism shields. Uh-huh. Shields up.
Yeah.
So anyways, the long story short, he got the course, loved it, did a launch, sold 670 of them in a couple of weeks. So he went from 12 to 670, sold more home study courses, took that, rolled it into a launch of a membership site, and I think he's doing about $9,000 a month now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and learning about edible and medicinal herbs and plants.
Now, wouldn't you, if someone were to come to you and be like, okay, man, I have this board game about medicinal herbs and whatnot, I would have been kind of like, man, it's going to be a tough one, you know. And I think outside of building people up and building like a community around it and building people up into this buying frenzy, it still would have been a really hard sell. I mean, so I think the guy was overcoming another obstacle, despite like the unfortunate situation being on food stamps and getting down to the last dollar and having boxes of board games in your house. But that's, in my opinion, not the best thing to go out selling. So I think if it worked in that environment, then it's very impressive.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, where's the zap with that? You know, I've got this board game about her. I'm not saying it's a dumb idea, but usually, you know, when you go into a market and you want to create a really big splash, you try to have something that's really revolutionary and cool. And I haven't seen the product, so I'm not making it. I like that kind of stuff, you know, all that herbal stuff. I'm into it. So I'm not making a judgment on that. But a board game, and a low-cost board game, typically would not be my first choice to do it.
If you're looking to hit it out of the park, you're not going to start with the board game.
You know, you might want to make the board game out of platinum or something. I don't know.
the gold edition.
Yeah, put a light on it or something, maybe. Make it flashy or shiny. Charge more. I don't get it. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a really good story.
You know, I think it would be valuable also maybe for anyone listening who maybe knows a little bit about Product Launch Formula or what the hell it is, because it isn't what a lot of marketing was. It's a new format for it. And I mean, a lot of people say to me, you know, we launched the Altitude thing and did, you know, millions of dollars in sales over our couple of launches. So yeah, but you already had a big successful company and a big business, and no question that it helped. I mean, to have, you know, we need to set some technology up. We got a technology person, and you know, mm-hmm. we want to do customer service. We got customer service people. But what most people don't realize is that we didn't go out and do any of the typical marketing stuff. We didn't go do a bunch of pay-per-click and run a bunch of ads and do a bunch of partnership deals or any of that kind of stuff. We used from the beginning some of the rudimentary stuff that I had learned, and then I learned more later. But we got, you know, we had hundreds of thousands of people come to the website in the first couple of months from nothing, with no money spent on marketing. And I mean, you know, the video that we made that we launched with was a little tiny low budget thing that was shot with, like, you know, a black sheet behind me kind of thing. We didn't do a big fancy thing. And so could you, I think maybe just be valuable to have you explain what is Product Launch Formula? What, you know, your the formula, of, you know, the timeline and all that, the way you describe it?
Yeah, well, it's...
I guess before you do that, we should clarify that this is not an infomercial from Product Launch Formula, because it's not even on the market.
Right, yeah, right? Yeah.
We've just drawn it from the market.
Right, it's off the market.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, keep the radar down. We're just talking about cool stuff.
Right.
So I just think it's interesting. We're talking about it, though, and yeah. I just want to make sure people who don't know what it is, it sounds like it might be some kind of network marketing opportunity here. Who knows what it is?
Because so,
it sounds...
you meet us in the lobby of the right at 8 p.m. on Thursday.
You bring two friends, and they bring two friends. No, but it is a methodology that anyone can use, and most marketplaces are wide open, and we've used it, and I just think it's valuable to hear a little bit more about what it is.
Boy, well, you know, I mean, it's something, Frank and I were talking about this. I developed it over years, and sometimes it stuns me that it took me so long to that I was so slow in developing it. But I just did launch after launch, just because it seemed like a good way to make money in this trading market. I was selling newsletters about the stock market, and I selling to the same people over and over because I wasn't great with traffic at the time. And so I thought, how can I keep on getting these people excited? So I started adding little pieces and more pieces and more pieces, and turning out, making it very event-based and making it very sequence-based. So it's this whole marketing system that 2.5 years ago I published the product. And that's when, that was the game changer. It really was. I mean, I'm not a big ego, but it changed.
Absolutely.
I mean, like back when we met at the first big seminar, Armin's.
2002. December of 2002.
Yeah, that was way back. Yeah. And the thing is like, we're sitting there in this marketing seminar, and all these guys up on stage are making like $100,000. That was like the big time back then, was to make $100,000. And I think you look now, people are just $1 million launch after $1 million launch.
Nothing.
Boom.
It's just like, it's okay. Well, that's pretty cool, but you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It changed everything. So it's this marketing system, but I did release it 2.5 years ago. So it really, I look at it now, and actually just recently I popped it. This is funny, but for the first time ever in the last 2 years, I actually looked at my own product, because, you know, I put it together. It's been selling like hotcakes, but I've been busy. I'm not going to go watch my own stuff, and I know it. And I mean, come on.
A refresher.
Yeah. Well, I looked at it, and it is the rudiments now. And right. So, you know, I have gone beyond there, but it's a system of basically, you know, taking your marketing and building a relationship with your list, and making it a sequence-based thing, and leading these people through this process so they're excited about you, excited about your product, and getting them to buy it. And then taking that relationship and extending it further. And that really is the rudiments. That's what I cover in Product Launch Formula. There's been $100 million in launches. Those are just the ones I've kept track of since I did this with my clients and my Product Launch Formula owners. So it's been insane. You know, we just talked about $9 million in the last month, and this is just one niche. So, you know, I have developed, you know, I've learned a lot. I've been involved with these launches, you know, as a consultant, as a coach. I've just helped out friends informally, like with your launches. I mean, you know, we just hit around the phone a few times. It wasn't like I gave you a huge amount of help, Frank. You know, I
you
wrote
gave me a huge amount of help. Didn't take you long, but you gave me a huge amount of help.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And Frank, you know, I just, you know, I wrote some copy for you, sent you some copy, which of course
bat and clean up.
Yeah, you know, right.
No brain freeze. Always call JW. Like, dude, he's like, don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, thank you. Okay.
And I will say, Frank did the exact same thing for me. I did the whole StomperNet Smarts launch, which did multiple millions. And I was the same way, where like we went through the whole launch, and it was just went great. It was a picture. Well, actually, there's a lot of really tweaks we'd never done in that launch, but picture book just went perfect. Yeah. And we're coming right down to the end, and I just got tapped out for copy, and I was like, it was a sales letter. I was like, oh man,
pesky sales letter.
I'm in trouble here because
I
we got.
I don't want to get stuck with that. Like, just, you know, Golden was like Stomper. Andy was like, dude, you know, we've got 37 seconds to launch. You think you can, like, come on, man? But yeah, it's just the brain freeze, though.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess, like, a big takeaway for people who are watching this is, like, two things. First of all, the guys, someone might be looking at us going, man, these dudes really know their stuff. And we do, but it's like, we're just like anybody else. You know, none of us have magic powers. We all still get the writer's block and the brain freeze and the 2 o'clock in the morning, like, I got to write this copy. I have no idea what to say. I'm out. You know, I'm completely out of gas on it. And, you know, ask for each other's help and stuff. So that's a normal thing. I forgot the other part.
But that was a really good point.
Well, it is a good point, you know, because I think folks say, they're like, oh, well, you know, you're able to do this because you're Jeff Walker or whatever, you know. And then because you were Jeff Walker, you therefore have this magical ability to simply do it, and I could not do it because I'm not Jeff Walker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the reality of it is that even Jeff Walker and Frank and Eben, we all still need help with this stuff.
Right.
Know? And everyone's going to have brain freeze, and everyone's going to have sometimes trouble writing copy, or, you know, nobody hits a home run every single time. So if you're in that position and you're watching this, you're like, oh, these are just guys that, you know, I mean, it's, no, we're regular people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we get flipped out too.
So. Well, and I tell you, the best solution for a brain freeze is the killer swipe file. Because I know what launch I was doing. I think it was when I was doing a launch for Glazer Kennedy. And we got to the JV page, and I'm like, man. Actually, what it was, I just couldn't think of anything. And then I saw, I went and looked at yours, the one you did for Pipeline Profit. This is the closest thing to free money you'll ever see. And once I saw that, I'm like, oh man, that is just too good. I can't top that. So I just called you up. I was like, dude, can I use your copy?
Yes. And again, it goes down to that whole, what is the driving force? And I think if you can, like, just strip down all layers of everything that you're, whoever you're dealing with, like, what does this person want? What's driving them? You know, in an affiliate situation, it's free money.
Yeah.
And with, you know, you make fun of me because I made that video of my launch that said, here's how to make lots of money forever. You know, and you're like, you're just laughing at the simplicity of the title. I'm like, well, that's the point, and that's what people want to do. So, I mean, here's what I do personally to make lots of money forever. And this, I made the title of that, you know. So it's
fine. Right.
But not as, so if you don't, I guess the point is, if you don't do that every time, you're not alone. We don't do it every time either. You know. And
right.
It's completely cool and fine to ask for help and to, you know, consult books and tapes and courses,
yeah,
and stuff.
There's another aspect of this too, which I don't know how much you want to talk about of this, but when you're starting in a new niche, or you're in a niche and you'd like to use the power of the whole market to sell your new product, either way, the product launch formula gives you a formula for aligning all of those powers, whereas, you know, most people when they're getting started, they just go, oh, I don't know how to get going. I mean, what do I do? Run a full page ad in the newspaper? Do I, you know, try to buy $10,000 worth of banner ads on Yahoo? You know, how do I can't get all these big affiliate partners that other people have, whatever. They have all these, you know, these blocks and so forth. But the thing about the product launch formula is there is a method to do it. There is a formula to do it. There's a way to contact all the people. I mean, when we started this altitude thing last year, none of these people were our partners. We had never done anything with any of them. They had never sold anything for us. But there's a way to connect with them. There's a way to build a relationship. There's a way to get them to mail your stuff and to become the partner and all the stuff about the affiliate. So could you talk a little bit about that piece too, I think?
Well, yeah. Valuable. Yeah, I mean, and frankly, that's part that has been developed since I released the course, because the product launch formula as released in October of 2005 didn't have how to work with your JV partners and how to get them excited and how to get them just fighting over each other and how to enter into a market. And so that's part. But what we're going to be doing is covering all the new stuff. And one of them is, how do you work with partners? How do you enter into a market? How do you find the partners? How do you identify them? How do you target them? How do you bring them in? How do you motivate them? How do you get them to mail? And really, the tough part is how to get them mail more than once. I mean, that's a real key thing. Mm-hmm. How do you use them to build a list? And that stuff, it's just all brand new. So I was just saying, like, with the StomperNet Smarts launch, we had a whole, and this is another giving away the farm. Since I'm sitting next to Evan, the guy who teaches us to give away the farm, we had this whole process and make a fortune while you do it. You know, we had this whole dialogue going on with where we were communicating with our partners, and we're sending them an email every single day telling them what's going on. And Tom Hamm is the affiliate manager with StomperNet, and the emails, he's the guy that runs affiliates. So he was sending the emails. Then as we got right on launch day, all of a sudden it was the email started coming from me because I was the person running the entire launch, and I have, for better or worse, some celebrity in this market. And when partners know I'm involved, they know the launch is going to go well. And so we started sending emails from me. And then we started having Tom would take over the email and send the email. And then the next, and call me names. We had a little conflict going.
I remember that. You were on vacation.
Yeah, it was like, well, Jeff went skiing, that rat bastard. I have to wait 2 weeks till I can go skiing. I'm stuck in the office. And then so the next day it comes back and it's from me. And it's like, oh, Jeff's back here, and I'm not going to, after Tom called me a rat bastard, I'm not going to let him send any more emails. And the drama is a key word. I mean, you're taking the whole product launch deal is about adding drama and adding interest. It's like infotainment, and that's for both your prospects and for your partners. And nothing works like that because you can't sell anyone, you can't, unless they're reading your copy, you can't sell them. If you can't get them to the sales message, you can't sell them. And so this makes everything fun and exciting, and it gets them involved, and you get them reading your copy. And that, I mean, that could be the single factor that everything hinges on is you're getting your stuff read. So,
well, here's one for you. Here's one for you, Jeff. All right. You made this thing 2.5 years ago. All right. How many ballpark figure launches have you personally been involved with since then? We have to not get exact, but you know.
30, 40, something like that.
Mainly in the get money market, or
A lot of them. And, you know, half of them in the get money. And there's a continuum between the ones with StomperNet Smarts, where I was the man. I was running that whole thing, for all the way from there to like, you know, maybe 2 or 3 calls with a coaching client. So there's a broad spectrum, but maybe half of them in the get money type of thing.
What would you, all right, so between 2.5 years ago when you released the product and today, what would you say the biggest distinction is between the way that you're doing it now and the way that it was done when you wrote it?
Well, actually, I got some notes on that. Let me take a look at that. I was just going through some of that stuff. I think the big piece is there's so many, but one is the focus on building an entire business, you know, an instant business. Often it is built, you know, sometimes it's someone with established business like StomperNet, but a lot of times it's someone who is not in business and we're just creating a brand new business for them.
Right.
And really what you did. Now, you're the marketing guru and got the big organization and you were in another market and so you leveraged some of that stuff, but you really did create a brand new business. I really created a brand new business when I launched Product Launch Formula.
Absolutely.
Because I was not selling anything in this internet marketing space, in that building business space. You've done it. Lots of people have done it in the IM space, but also in other markets. So that instant list build, a focus on going just beyond one launch and really leveraging it into an entire business with multiple launches coming down the road. So that's one big thing. A real big one is focus on using it to build a big list. You know, if you take a look at what you did, and I think it's out in the public that you grew a list of 50,000 people. Okay.
Actually, it's 62,000, but I think there's some overlap. So probably you take that out and there's 50. Because there's 50 on the general interest list, and then there's 12,000 people who read all the propaganda and then got opted in for the super duper interested list to get the 2-minute heads up before they're going.
So if you did your launch, the amount of work you put into it, and say you did it and you made $0, no sales, or you paid all your money to, you know, your costs were so high that you didn't make any profit whatsoever, right, would that launch have been worth it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because the prior to building that list, which is like you have the what I call the mass control list here, 60, well, let's just say 50,000, but 62, but with the dupes, you know, who knows, but we'll say 50,000. People. And then there's the old school list here, and my old school list is 8,000 people, and if you dedupe that one and take the bounces out, it's probably about 7,000 people. And that list produced $2 million for me with zero affiliate sales or anything, just in selling my own products in the past 2 years or something. you know, so.
So $1 million a year from.
On that times like six. You know what I mean?
It's like free money forever.
Free money forever is essentially, well, I have to do stuff. I have to sell things and then, you know.
Press the send button. Yeah.
There doesn't work there.
Right.
You know.
Right. But I mean, that launch would be well worth it. Absolutely. Take away the dollars, just the list build. And the same thing, you've built a monster list. And you take away all the revenue, all the profits, and the list is hugely valuable. And for me, it's the same way. And people are seeing this in other markets where, you know, they'll build a list and then you can do your own launches to that or you can sell affiliate stuff. So going back to your question of what's the new stuff is, you know, the instant business, the instant list. You know, another one is really the focus on the JVs and how to work with those partners and really turn it into a launch for them. How to create that syndicate, create that market. Mm-hmm. That's really powerful stuff. And of course, this Web 2.0 stuff. I mean, you know, 2.0, the social media, when you combine that into a launch, you just get, all of a sudden you're hitting people from every direction. You know, a lot of the even like using video, I mean, what we're doing right here, but you use video extensively. You use video, so much video. Stompernet Smarts used so much video and using the video, YouTube, the Facebook, the social media, Twitter. I mean, Twitter is sort of a weird one, but you can let, you know, that's like your insider club, and you can let people like listen in as, you know, you got something coming. Wow, that's cool. So adding the social media component to this is like over the top. And then the whole, you know what? There wasn't much that I didn't cover much years ago in the whole building the offer. That was like a lot of this is getting the offer right and building the right offer. And that, that we spend a lot of time when I work with coaching clients, you know, really nailing that offer. I know both of you guys, I mean, you were tweaking your offer right up until the end, right?
Yeah. We're just adding more stuff to it. But I mean, a classic example of that would be the first StomperNet launch. You know, that offer was just, when I was brought on board, I didn't even know what the offer was. It's like, well, we're going to sell some stuff, maybe a bunch of DVDs, or maybe we'll do a coaching, you know, and it wasn't like lack of foresight on their part. It was just way out in the game, you know, way over. And it's, just boiling it down again, you know, strip away all the, for lack of a better word, strip away all bullshit and be like, what do people want? What's the fastest vehicle possible to get them there with the least amount of work on their part, you know, and that's, to me, what making the good offer is all about. So this one, I'm remembering now, looking at the course, you really, like, the original was pretty much done from the perspective of you have a business and a list already, and it sounds to me like what you're taking with the newer version is you've experienced these instances where people had no business, had no list, and then they used the new stuff in the Super Mojo 2000, and you got to put 2000 on the space age. But then that's when you have the instant business thing.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be like, here's this product launch, and it's sort of floating in space. You already have a business. You already have a list. Do it and make a bunch of money. It is free money at that point. Yeah. It's like, we'll find out what they want, make it, sell it to them, bunch of it, free money. And now it's like evolved from, there's the beginning, and, you know, there's a lot more like the pre-stuff, the getting ready, getting the partners on board, and then the post-stuff of how to take it and turn it into this huge business that just goes from this little thing that gets this big to like this thing that just keeps on going like that. And it's just, you know, it's so much bigger. It's really crazy. And of course, that piece in the middle, there's all kinds of new stuff, new tweaks to what we do, and that piece in the middle that makes that more effective. So it's been breathtaking the last couple of years of just where this thing's gone. It's been crazy.
Dude, I mean, think about 2002. Everyone was like $100,000 was the magic number. No one even considered doing a launch in 02. You know, I mean, when you talk about doing a launch back then to us, I think we're at dinner or something, a big seminar, and you're like, well, I did a launch, did $100,000 or whatever in a week, and we're all like, what is this launch business of which you speak? And now it's gone from that to like, oh, you know, you did six figures in 7 days, and then John Reese with his workshop, I think he did 300,000 or 400,000 or something in 12 minutes, and it was like, good Lord, you know, and then there was $1 million a day, and now it's like, to me, if a launch doesn't do multi-$1 million, it's like, what went wrong? You know what I mean? And if it takes, God help you, if it takes more than a day, for me, it's like, is it more than a day? You know, oh, good God, what happened? What, you know, do you want a refund to who I'm working with? You know, it's like, can I get my own trouble? You know, so it's just like, so much, so many leaps and bounds. I think, like, quantum, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. It's this quantum exponential growth from what you initially conceived to now what has just blossomed into this whole new system and way, completely different way of marketing.
Yeah, it's been nuts.
You know, I want to point out one more thing, which I just keep coming back to, but this has been my experience, is that you do a launch, you create a market, but you also create relationships with all of these great channels, these great people. So then you go back and you do your next one, and it takes things to the next level. And most of the people that we know that we're friends with, I mean, you know, we've been friends now for, a year and a couple months, or
I don't year and a half, something like that.
Year and a half. And you and I are probably around the same amount of time. Most of the people that I know that are really successful, most of the self-made millionaires I know, taught themselves marketing. They've made the money by teaching themselves marketing. And they've made the money recently, and they've done it using new innovative methods. And they've kind of done it from scratch. I mean, it's fascinating. And I'd be interested to, if you went back and counted up how many people you know that have made themselves millionaires by using the product launch formula.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because the thing that I get the most satisfaction, I mean, we all make a lot of money selling stuff, and I love making a lot of money. It's really cool. But the satisfaction I get when someone writes, and doesn't say I'm a millionaire, but they write and say, I quit my job. That's the thing that just, like, that is so cool. That is, like, the best.
It's better.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, think about it logically. If someone said, okay, you can either now take a significant pay cut as being your own boss, or you can work for me and have a job, have to show up every day, and, you know, I'll tell you how to live and what to do, but I'll pay you $1 million, which would you choose? Yeah. Undoubtedly, I'm just going to put the words in your mouth, you would choose the former. You'd be like, keep your $1 million, man, I'll take the freedom.
Right.
You know, so essentially what happens is people say, you've given me my life.
And yeah. And that's like, you know, sometimes we start talking these numbers, but I can remember not long ago where, like, my disposable income after I paid the bills and stuff was a few $100 a year. I mean, I can vividly remember that. I can vividly remember buying my first $97 information product that I was, you know, it took me 5 days to make that decision. And then it took another 2 weeks till I had the, you know, guts to tell my wife I'd bought this. And actually everything came from that, you know, I've made millions because of that start. But I remember, so when we throw around these million here, million there, you know, we're used to working those numbers, but there's a lot of people listening that their brain just shut off. And so like when I get this email from Jane who did the dressage launch, and this morning I got the thing and said I made 120K. I mean, or I get I'll get these emails, someone, I did a launch, I did like $6,000, and it's just, I cannot believe it. Those are more impactful to me than, you know, Andy making a lot of money on his launch. You know, I mean, I love making that impact, and it's cool. So I don't want people that are listening to hear us throwing around, you know, 3 million here, 10 million there, or whatever, 10 million, 9 million in January in this niche. And I hate it when people shut down because they hear those numbers and they're just crazy, because, you know, you start off small. My first launch did it didn't. It was like $1,600, and that changed my life. In fact, I'm going to bore you with a story here, and I'll give you the super short version, but I needed to make some money, and I thought the way you did that was to go back to school. So I went to this big thing where I went back to grad school, and it took me almost a year to get accepted into grad school. And in fact, the reason I started my first list was to put on my resume to try to get into grad school. I swear to God. And I built this list, and January like 4th or 5th, school classes are starting. But on January 1st, I did my first launch, and I did about $1,600 there in a couple days. So I go into my graduate, I've worked a year to be in this class, and I'm sitting in a class. I get in there, it's finance, graduate finance. And I'm sitting there, and the woman's up there, the prof, and about 30 minutes in, I'm just like looking around, and I'm thinking about that $1,600 I made. And I'm not an impulsive person at all. I'm looking around, and I just stood up, and I walked out,
about being non-involved.
It never went back. I mean, I dropped all my classes, and that was it. Game over. I saw the future. $1,600 at launch. That's what that launch did for me. And then, you know, then I did a launch that was $34,000. At that time, that was the most money I'd ever made in a year. I did in a week. And then we got to the six-figure launches. And then we got to the $500,000 launches. And it's, you know, baby steps. But, you know, that's the way it has to be for in my experience.
It sounds like to me that you had exponential growth in this stuff. So you went from 1,600 and then to 32,000, then to $100,000, and then to you know, millions, multi-million dollar things. It wasn't like 1,600 to 3,000 to whatever. It's like 1,600 to Kablamo, 30 something.
Well, you know, yeah, and, yeah. I mean, you know, once you start to figure things out, you know,
I don't want to sound like I'm defending myself too much, but that's what I was actually trying to say, is that we really come from. I mean, I remember when I was working for $6 an hour doing manual labor, listening to self-help tapes in my headphones. I mean, I remember this, and that these, I mean, yeah, I'm talking about $1,000,000, but the greater joy is helping people. It truly is helping a person take control of their life, whether it be, you know, $1,000, $10,000, $1,000,000, you know, the amount of money. I mean, money doesn't make you happy. You know, it might solve a few problems, but helping a person get control of their life is really what the game is all about.
Pretty good.
Cool.
Okay, so speaking of helping people, I know folks are watching this right now, and they like some people out there might be like, "Yeah, man, that sounds cool. Like, I want to make $1,600. I'll settle for making $1,600 in a day or whatever." You know. So, what would you tell someone to do? Like, what's something actionable that people can do other than obviously buy product launch formula, which isn't even available right now? So. How can we help them?
Well, first of all, I mean, the thing to do is look and find the opt-in box wherever it is on the page and opt in, because I'm going to give you lots of stuff like case studies. In fact, I have a case study. I haven't published this yet. This guy, all he did was he studied my free case studies, and he did a product launch and killed it. And he's a college kid. And so I actually have a case study with him talking about how I just looked at your free case studies and I knocked it out of the park.
Case study about the case study.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm going to give you lots of great stuff like that. I'm also on this big roadshow. We're talking to you guys. You know, I'm going to be talking to Rich Sheffrin. I'm going to be talking to Andy Jenkins. I'm not sure exactly who else, but there's going to be some others probably. So you're going to get more great videos along this lines with all kinds of great free content.
With less cool people. I mean, yeah. Obviously, you've done the best first.
Yeah. 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 And, I mean, and frankly, I mean, you know, I mean, I think we all know what's going on is I just, you know, I give lots of great free content, and then people, they love me for it, and then they say, boy, if he's giving all this stuff away for free, I can't imagine what he charged, you know, what I'd get if I give him money. And so, I mean, that, you know, eventually I'll try to sell you something.
You know? I mean, that's cool and everything, but I want to, like, poke the...
Okay.
I want to poke you with a stick a little bit.
Okay.
What someone can do, like, other than opt in.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Well, first of all, I'm going to be releasing this product launch blueprint I've put together. You know, the product launch formula is off the market, so I'm going to put together this product launch blueprint. I'm going to release that. I'm going to give it to you for free. And but something to do before I don't have it ready for you yet. It's coming. But before I do that, I mean, this is something that we've all done this, and it's surveys. So survey your market. So if you just send, and you can do this if you use you know, the Ask database, you know, if you're willing to spend the $20 a month. If you don't want to, you can just do this via SurveyMonkey. You can use, and they put, you can, there's a free version of that, or you could just do it via email. And I've done this. You basically, it's as simple as, if you have an idea for a market, for a product, like one, I like to use growing tomatoes, growing big tomatoes. So if you have a list of people that like to grow vegetables or garden, and you're thinking about putting together a product on growing big tomatoes, you would send them an email that says, boy, you know, I get, all the time I get questions from people that really want to know about growing big tomatoes. And there's, you know, you would think it's easy because everyone does it, but to really, you know, do it effectively, you know, there's a lot of little tricks, and I've been working on this for years. I've gotten pretty good at it, and I'm thinking about putting together a guide on how to do this. But before I do that, I want to make sure I cover all the bases. So if you could, like, you know, say if you were just helping me out doing some weeding out in the garden, like, what, and you could just ask me any questions about growing these big tomatoes, what would your top two questions be? And then you could either send them to Ask Database, send them to SurveyMonkey, or just, you know, just hit your reply button now and let me know. Those are magic lines. I love that. If you put that in your email, hit your reply button now and just type in your response and tell me what your biggest problem is, what your biggest question is. And then, you know, best regards, Frank. And then I love the PS, and the magic PS is, yes, I'm serious. I really want to hear from you. Go ahead and press the reply button now. So you reiterate that and you tell them what to do. And the response rate is amazing. And so what you'll end up getting, you'll get all kinds of feedback. And in that feedback, they'll help you design the product. And then what you do is now you've gathered a whole bunch of data. Now you go back and you do the same thing over, but this time you sketch out the product. So they've given you the data the first time around, told you what their biggest objections, what their problems are, what their fears are, and sort of what they need to know. Then you go off and do a little bit of a product design and do it again. But if you go back and you take that and you sort of sketch out the product at that point, and you say, you know, we've put this together, what format would you like to get this in? Would you like it in video? Would you like it on a CD? Would you like it in a book? And then another thing you can put in there is start to survey them on price. And this, you won't get perfect data on this, but you can say, and what would you expect to pay for that? Or how much would that be worth? What would that be worth to you? And again, you know, just go ahead and hit your reply button now and let me know. And it's amazing. And it starts the conversation. You know, Frank, you and I were talking about this earlier. If you take this launch and you turn it into a nice long conversation, they actually get ownership. They feel like it's their product almost. They've built it with you. And that's a really powerful place. It'll take your conversions and skyrocket them. To be real, yeah, that's a cliche right there. Skyrocket your earnings.
It would explode your business.
Yes.
And it would simultaneously take over the internet. No, it would set the internet on fire. Did you know people can actually set the internet on fire? With product launch formula, you can't. But I was just thinking, as you were talking about that PS, a good little psychological ninja way to get the true pricing data out of them would be like, PS, I'm wondering how much to charge the rest of the world for this. Naturally, I'm going to give my subscribers like you a good discount on it, but what do you think the rest of the world should pay for a product like this? And I bet you that number that they're saying other people should pay is probably going to be more closer to the truth,
right,
for the data. And then you're removing the risk from them because they're not even saying, well, here's what I would pay this extra to get me, you know, like, well, these other guys, those outsiders should pay this. And I think that would also cause you to be even more bonded to the list,
right,
because you're
right,
like acknowledging that they're in the inner circle.
They're the end. Yep, exactly.
You may even want to do that. If you could,
right.
You would dictate it so someone else could type it while you're doing it.
Or that could be a good call for video. It's like,
yeah. We decide
this is us.
Yeah.
Not them. Yeah.
All right, so we got you basically, I want to run this through the Frank Kern Dumbometer 2000. All right, because I've got to streamline it for my little brain here. You're basically saying, go to them, and I'm just going to say send the email, because that's the easiest and fastest thing.
Right.
You say, hey, think about making this thing about tomatoes. What should I put in it, basically?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they say, you should put this in it. And then you go, okay, well, I'm thinking about, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead with the tomato thing, and I'm going to put in something about weeding in there and fertilization and exactly what magic voodoo ritual you should do in order to make the tomatoes really big. You think I should do that in videos or a book, or what would the best thing be to you? And then PS, obviously you're not going to have to pay full price for it because you're on the inside, but what do you think the rest of the world should pay for? Hit reply and tell me. And that's pretty much, am I missing anything?
Yeah, no, that's it. I mean, that sets the ball rolling. I mean, then, you know, you're running down the path. And then often, like, you and I love these story types, like the reluctant hero. This is where often, and you don't always use the reluctant hero, but that's my favorite one.
That's mine too.
I love the reluctant hero. I mean, if you go to Product Launch Formula, look at my sales letter, it's all about me being the reluctant hero. Right. And it's the God's honest truth. Because after I helped the sidebar a little bit, after I helped Reese out, and Reese did his $1 million day, then he put out a PDF talking about it, and he said, I want to thank Jeff Walker, for, you know, yada, yada, yada. And no one had heard of me at that point. I mean, I was, you know, this guy selling trading stuff, and no one had heard of me. All of a sudden, like, the phone's ringing off the hook, like that. Next day, I just rang and rang and rang and rang. And I was a geek. I don't talk to people on the phone. I send them email.
Yeah.
And I just let it ring. And all these voicemails piled up. And I you know, I was raised to be a, you know, Midwest, nice, polite boy, but so I still feel bad about this to this day, but I never returned any of those calls. I just didn't want to talk to the people. That wasn't my business. So anyways, getting back to reluctant hero, I really, like, if you do that survey, at that point, it's like, boy, I've gotten so much response and people are so excited about this. You know, I think I'm going to have to go ahead and do this. You know, it's not, you know, it isn't, the story is basically, it's not like really something I set out to do, but the response has been so overwhelming and the demand is just so crazy. It looks like, you know, I'm going to have to go ahead and do this, you know? And so that sets up all kinds, that's the reluctant hero, and people love, they love to worship heroes, and reluctant ones are the best. And, but that also sets up, I mean, that's social proof. That's when we haven't even talked about all the mental triggers, but there's your whole social proof piece, because the only reason you're doing this is because literally people are, came and pounded down your door.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And they dragged you into your office. Yeah. And they glued your fingers to the keyboard to make you put together this product. Yeah. And so, I mean, there's that whole element of social proof in there. And then that ends up setting up the whole scarcity angle. And we can't even get that far because, you know.
We'd have to change tape again.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Cool. So all right, they get the data. They've done their two things. So the people say, well, we want to know about this stuff. And we think the rest of the world should probably pay about $200 for the videos. And then what do you do? You just start telling them your next email is like, well, you know what? An overwhelming amount of people said they want a video, and frankly, I'm glad about that, and I just want you to know in advance I'm not an expert video person, but I'm going to make them anyway, or do you just take them along the ride?
No, that's exactly it, and in that point, it's like I'm not an expert, you know, and frankly, I know you guys are, you know, I think it's more important to give you the information than some fancy schmancy, you know, video production things, so, you know, I went and got a real nice camera, and I'm learning to use this the best, and I'll tell you what, you know, I just cut this video, actually, it's my number one tip. And growing big tomatoes. And so, you know, since it's really sort of a rough test video, I figured I'd just let you guys take a look at it for free. So go here now and take a look at it.
So I put it up on my blog. Why don't you watch it and let me know what you think?
Let me know what you think.
See there?
Yeah.
And what does that do?
Well, all of a sudden we got a video, we got people watching it, and we got ourselves a whole bunch of nice little posts there. People start, you know, giving you the feedback. Other people come, they see all, that's social proof. That's it's web 2.0,
right.
Social media, just a tiny little bit of that, but you're building real-time social proof of people showing interest. And then they start actually, when it works best, is they start talking back and forth. And what if someone comes back to you and says, well, you know what? Your lighting was way off. And then another guy comes back and says, well, this is what you should do with your lighting. And all of a sudden you get this conversation going. Even if they're not talking about growing tomatoes, they're talking about your video. They're talking about you. People see that conversation going on. You're actually building the community there. And that's, so it's got the social proof elements, the community elements, and it all starts to snowball from there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no,
just yeah. Purely hypothetically.
Yeah, it's hypothetically speaking, these results are not typical. No one will make any money under any circumstances ever. This video is not even existing. So, yeah. With that said, sure.
One of the things that I like about this stuff is that it also is what you might call enlightened persuasion, because you're not doing something that you're... It's not like you're making all of this stuff up. When you go out and you put something up on the blog and you say, hey, go watch this video, and a bunch of people come and they put comments, and then you say, hey, a lot of people are interested in this. You can see it on the blog. It's real. Everyone can see that that is actually what's happening. So when you're using social proof and you're using scarcity and using all of these different triggers, you're doing it in an enlightened way.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you do this properly, you don't have to make any of this stuff up. You know, people talk about servers going down and, oh, yeah, it's just another story about, you know.
Which is another story.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like I have thousands of people that want to pay me money, but instead I took this, I maliciously took my server down so they couldn't give me money. But, you know, I mean, you don't have to make stuff up. And that's, you really get in a conversation. You get in a conversation with your prospects and your niche, your market, your partners. And that's what really all the new media, the social media, it's about. It's about creating the conversation, you know, this meta conversation throughout the entire world, but also conversation with your list, your market, your prospects. And there's nothing more powerful. People don't like, they don't like to be sold to. They don't.
They like to buy.
They like to buy.
Uh-huh.
And they like to buy from their friends.
Yep.
And when you get in that conversation, you become their friend. And, you know, and that's another, you know, we talked about this earlier. Everyone's too busy. Everyone's checked out. Everyone's just, they got the blinders on because so much, there's such a barrage of media, of marketing coming at them. And it's all getting forced down their throat. But if you turn it into a conversation, I mean, we all know this. Conversations are a lot more interesting than monologues, right? I mean, we're doing a conversation here. You know, it's like, that. This is more interesting than if it was just me lecturing to the camera. I mean, it's just inherently, even if they're not part of the conversation, just watching the conversation is more interesting, but it's even better if you're part of it. And if you do the launch right, you've got a conversation going with your market, and that's the game changer.
Pretty strong. Pretty good.
Cool. So, guys, thanks so much. This has been fantastic. Thanks for spending your time with me. I'm sure people got a lot out of it. So this is what I want you to do right now. I've got four simple steps. If you're interested in launching a product, going into a market, dominating the market, you know, creating one of those syndicates we were talking about, we've got four steps, and I wrote them down here. First of all, get your list surveyed. Go back and watch again exactly what we're talking about in the survey. So go get your list surveyed. You know, if you want to spend the $20 for that or whatever it is for the Ask Database, go ahead and do that. Otherwise, do it free, just using your email like we talked about. Number two, I'm going to be releasing that product launch formula blueprint. And so, you know, after you opt in, it's not going to come immediately. I'm still putting it together, but I will be sending you that so you can actually walk through this process. Number three, watch the case studies. I'm on this roadshow. I'm going to be doing one with Andy Jenkins. I'm going to do one with Rich Sheffrin. Watch those. I'm going to also send the regular guy case studies so you can see how people that aren't gurus and aren't in this internet marketing have had great launches. And we're going to do, these are going to be not like 5 minute, these are going to be like extensive case studies with these people. So watch for that. And the fourth one, if you're interested, I'm going to be coming out with my, I don't even know what I'm going to call it yet, this coaching or mentoring thing that sort of is the 2.0 version that of Product Launch Formula that brings it into a whole new realm, as in all these pieces we've talked about that I've developed in the last couple of years. But keep your eye out for that, because it's going to be the game changer. It takes it to another whole level. So go ahead, make sure you opt in and do those four steps. One, survey your market. Watch out for that product launch blueprint, because it's going to be good enough where you're going to be able to do your own launch just from this blueprint. Watch the case studies. And then if you're interested in taking it to the next level, keep an eye out for my coaching and mentoring program. That's it. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, man.
It's rock.
See you.